This lesson for this morning comes from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 6. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In the name of the one who calls us to service, dear fellow redeemed. It's very rare that I meet anybody connected with the institutions of the church who is eager to be recognized for an anniversary. They're always very much in favor of other people being recognized for their work and their contributions, and they would be upset if their colleague were not recognized. And they like the idea of their service being recognized. We all like to know that someone besides ourselves finds our work or finds our service valuable. What they seem to be uncomfortable with is the spotlight, or in this case, 19 spotlights. Most would be happy with having their names simply printed in the bulletin, their hand shaken, have their picture taken, and then a small, or maybe not so small, gift. And I think, speaking from my own experience, a good part of this reticence is because it's really hard to experience a milestone like this, to be celebrated for your successes without also remembering your failures. At an event like this, you know that you are going to have people coming up to you and thanking you for all the good that you've done. They're going to tell you about the impact that you've had on the college or on their life, and they're going to want to share these stories about these good things you've done, and you cannot help but remember that there were low points in your service as well. There were the times when you did not treat students as well as you should have, or maybe even mistreated them. Times that you performed your tasks as perfunctory. The times you gossiped about, belittled your students and your colleagues instead of championing and encouraging them. The times that you treated your service more as a means to get a paycheck than as an opportunity to serve the people that God has put into your life. Times when you did not fight the good fight, but were lazy, useless servants, and not just of the college, but of your Lord. And it's a guilt all of us know, because we all know what it's like to be faithless in our callings, whether as a teacher or a student, as an employer or an employee, as a friend, as a spouse, as a parent, or as a child. We know what it's like to have somebody come up to you and tell you how proud they are of you, how grateful they are for all the good that you've done, while you're thinking, I really don't deserve this, not after what I've done. I am not the good example that you think I am. Which makes this text from 1 Timothy appropriate for us to hear today. St. Paul wrote this text. He wrote this letter to a person I've often heard called young Pastor Timothy, but he was not. He was an older man. He was a bishop, a supervisor of other pastors who by this time had done his own service. He had likely heard more than a few words of praise for his work, and felt his own burden of guilt for his failures. And mindful of this and what Timothy would be feeling, St. Paul does not write to Timothy, nah, don't worry about it, everybody makes mistakes. Or, you know, that was a long time ago, nobody even remembers that anymore. Doesn't say, nah, you're only human. Or the worst comfort of all, you know, just forget about that. Think about all the good you've done. Instead, Paul writes, "Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." In other words, Paul is saying to Timothy, you know that message about forgiveness that you have been preaching to your parishioners and to those other pastors under your care? That message applies to you, too. Jesus forgives your sins, too. He was righteous for you, too. He covers your failures as much as he covers the sins and failures of your parishioners and your students, and his forgiveness is what makes you a good and faithful servant. So take hold of that message. Take hold of that eternal life. And so now, through St. Paul, your Lord speaks to you, too. To all y'all, to say, despite what you might have thought, despite any misplaced humility you might have, each one of you does indeed deserve to be sitting there and to receive the praise of your colleagues and your students and your friends. Because you know that message about forgiveness that you have heard? You know that message about forgiveness that you have spoken to your colleagues and your students and your families? Well, that message applies to you, too. For all the times when you fell short in your service to your students or your colleagues or your parents or your family, for all the times that you were unfaithful and unworthy as a servant of God, Jesus was faithful and worthy in your place. Jesus forgives your sins, too. He covers your failings as much as he covers the sins and failures of your colleagues and your students, and by his word, by his baptism, he has recreated you as a good and faithful servant. I've been privileged to be part of a number of anniversary celebrations, and it seems every time they happen, the one or the ones being celebrated, they say, well, don't bother with a celebration because I don't really need it. It's okay. And you know what? That's probably true. You probably don't need it. But we do. Because every time we celebrate the work of faithful servants, we are remembering not only their good service, and make no mistake, despite any faults that we or they may remember, they have done good service, but we are especially remembering and celebrating that message about forgiveness. We're celebrating, really, the work of Jesus, who causes his light to shine in darkness and makes jars of clay into precious vessels for his work. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forevermore. Amen.